Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. And with our good friend Lee Branham, he's the principal of Keeping the People Incorporated. He's the author of Re-Engage, as well as 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. We're talking about teamwork. Lee, you gave us a few imperatives, a few of the 8 imperatives. We don't want to give all of them, all of these, Lee, because they won't go to your website. They won't buy your book if we do that. So,
I'm glad you mentioned that. There's a whole chapter on teamwork in the book I wrote called Re-Engage.
Yeah.
And these are all contained in that chapter.
So check that out, folks. And also, keepingthepeople.com, right?
That's it.
So yeah. check that out. And Lee, one of the things I'd like for you to talk to us about, you've given us some really good things to think about, but what... For a lot of small businesses, they might not know what a team should look like. How big should it be? When do we have enough for a team? If all of our people, everybody in the whole company, is just big enough for one team, do you still have a team meeting? Is it a company meeting or is it a team meeting?
Well, you have to have all hands meetings. You know, but if the purpose of the team, you know, is to work on a project or a committee or a task force to solve some kind of a problem, then there is usually a good size of a team, and that is usually 5 to 7 people. It's better to have 2 people on a team than it is to have 3.
Right.
Because
oh, really?
when you have 3, it's a little bit like when you have 3 girls at a sleepover in your house. 2 of them gang up on the other one, and one person can feel really left out or outvoted, and so 3 is kind of a dangerous number.
3. What about 4 or 5?
4 and 5 are okay. You know, yeah. 5 to 7 is.
It's not 3, huh?
Good, but just beware of 3.
Write that down, folks. That's going to be on the test. No 3s. So okay. So if I only got, but what if I've only got 5 people counting me? Do we have all hands on deck meetings and then have a separate meeting, or does the project create the meeting purpose, or what is it?
Well, when you only have 5 people, there's probably going to be very few projects that are going to involve less than 5.
Right.
In a couple of cases, you might have a team of 2.
Right.
Working on something.
Right.
So that's probably the best way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to look at the talent people bring to the team. You know, you need somebody who is an idea person. You need somebody who's an executor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to have complementary talents.
And a chronicler, somebody who will remember what was said.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But there are different purposes of a meeting. There are meetings that are designed just to brief meetings. There's problem solving meetings. Just know what kind of meetings, what the purpose of the meeting is. There's
mm-hmm.
decision making meetings and, you know, all kinds of things. There's a group technique for problem solving called the nominal group technique, where different people create their own ideas separately. You write them down, and then each person announces their ideas one at a time. You put them up on the board, you discuss them, and then you have a final vote.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty fair democratic way of solving a problem.
Right, except in my business, we don't have a democracy. We have a benevolent mm-hmm. dictatorship.
I understand.
Because somebody has to make the final decision. Okay, so give us one more of these imperatives before we go.
Okay. Well, you have to have the right resources. You know, if the team doesn't have the resources to get the job done, then the team's not going to be effective.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that's the money to invest in purchasing something or
it's just going to frustrate them if you have the team get together to decide which direction we're going to go. If we know in advance the company's not going to have the capital to go in any direction.
Exactly. And,
or the tools.
And, sometimes it's the technology, you know, and for communicating with each other.
Right.
If the team is, you have people in remote locations, for example, you know, can you have FaceTime? Can you do something so people can see each other, so to speak?
Lee, this has been very helpful. Thank you for helping us understand the power of teamwork, some of the imperatives of teamwork. My favorite, though, is you got to have a selfless servant leader at the top to make this happen effectively. And we appreciate your sharing all this information with us. KeepingThePeople.com, right?
That's the website. Yes.
Lee Branham. Thanks, Lee. Come back soon.
All right, Jim. Thank you.
You'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.